You're not on
the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida here in Danger Studios, joined by Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, everybody. Good evening.
And Elgin David.
What is up, everybody?
And if you hear a little wheezing, you know, I was in Belize, and I don't know if I got bit by some malaria mosquito or some shit.
A wheeze.
A wheezy. A wheezy mosquito.
I was in Belize.
That's a Baba Wawa. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's Tuesday night. And our new time slot, because Mr. Peter Leonard has a regular job.
Oh, jeez.
And
see how long that lasts.
Yeah. We're wondering.
Yeah, fuck.
You know, yeah. We're hoping that, you know.
I'm wondering, too.
Yeah, you worried?
Well, we'll see.
You get a little closer to that mic, or might bring your gains up, because you usually.
They hired me as a freelance guy. I'll knock a tooth out here, and I'm going to, you know, everything's going to fly off this.
Your
great deluxe studio. And I, yeah, we'll see what happens, man. It's an interesting gig. I'm writing copy for pretty much automotive. Big agency, man. McDonald's,
right.
Papa John's, fucking Auto Nation. They're
right.
That's the biggest agency in the South.
Yeah, so we're going to be a little later on Tuesday nights.
Yeah,
and Elgin's cool with that, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
And
totally.
His way that has to work out, because now you're married.
Yeah.
So now you had to ask your wife, honey, I'm going to be coming home a little later.
Well, all we had to do was just alternate dinner. Now we have dinner earlier.
Right? Yeah.
Because usually I'd come here, do the show, and then I'd book it home,
right.
And then we'd have dinner.
Right.
But now we just do dinner first.
Oh, you ate already?
Yeah.
It's Taco Tuesday, man. Taco Tuesday.
What'd you have? Where'd you go?
Tijuana Flats is a good deal on tacos on Tuesdays, man.
So that's like a regular thing, a weekly thing now? That's what you do every Tuesday?
We just started doing Taco Tuesday. But usually Monday's the day where we... I cook and make something.
I was going to say, I thought you said you had Taco Tuesday on Monday.
I mean, tacos are good any day.
He just got married. Yeah. He's probably still having taco every night, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so, baby. Fuck.
Well, hey, that's the reason you get the ring, so you can.
Yeah.
Well, we were lucky enough to be sitting at, like...
That's what I heard, anyway.
We were at a table with one of your ex-girlfriends for your wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody at the table had fucked her.
Well...
Including her parents. And it was funny. We couldn't believe it, man.
We don't want to make it, you know...
Terrible.
Yeah, two of them during the wedding.
It was just funny, because the pop said, my daughters date him and the bride.
Did he say
the
that?
Groom.
Oh,
yeah.
He said that? Wow.
My daughters date all these guys. I looked at Peter and go, boy, she's a real whore, isn't she?
Stop.
No, he texted me. He goes,
she's actually engaged to...
we know.
That
he
guy.
Was at the party with you guys, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's banging the other guy at the table.
No, she went to prom with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Like,
that was
you
last
know,
week.
Like,
it wasn't their prom.
Yeah. Chaperoning some kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have like exes, because you have a podcast, X's and O's. Did you have a pod? Do you have like girlfriends that you're still, ex-girlfriends you're still friends with?
Well, not really, not necessarily, but for her, for some reason, we've always been friends, so
right.
It's just like a natural
thing.
Were
you friends before?
We're in the same,
right.
And we're in the same kind of field, we do the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. You should have been in a show called X's and Hoes.
You're not writing that at the ad
average.
It's a spinoff,
maybe.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we do have the podcast X's and O's.
I'm trying to think back to ex-girlfriends.
Have you ever had, everyone says to me, how could you be friends with your ex? I said, I don't know. I can't explain it.
You know why I'm not really friends with my exes? Because I would overlap. Like, I would end up breaking up.
You'd grab onto the first next branch before you let go of the first one.
Hell
yeah,
man. I'm not going to fall off a tree. You know? So it's like, you know, they left a little bewildered.
That's so funny. So you start putting in some legwork when you know this one's on the outs.
Yeah.
Like, what were some of your techniques?
I was an opportunist. I would just move on to bigger and better things.
Okay. How do you fire them? Did they get a written warning first? Or
one girl
just
broke up with me because I showed up to high school with a hickey on my neck.
Ah. Yeah.
You know, I was high. Yeah. I had one of those,
a dicky.
No, I had one of those. What do you call it? Like the fucking polo shirts.
Oh yeah,
you know, with the little
collar up.
You turned it.
Had the collar up.
Travolta, you know.
Yeah, had the collar up, and she was like trying to. You could tell she was wondering. Like I was, maybe she saw it. You know,
yeah.
A collar can't really hide a hickey.
No.
So you know, and then she was like,
not on that neck.
And she was looking at it, and I'm like doing this, and she grabbed it, pulled it down, and right there, you know, you're busted.
Of course.
And that was it.
Wow.
But you already had the next one in the bag.
Was already banging the other one.
I just used to do stuff like put lipstick on my cock. Like,
yeah.
You know, just draw some lipstick. You know? And
like you would do stuff. You would do something to get rid of the girl. Like,
yeah. See, yeah. I made people. I hated to break up with women. I made them hate me.
Right.
So they could break up with
and
me.
And then you don't have to.
They'll
start
being like, holy fuck, thank God.
That didn't. That
you
that,
said
no,
that's
it. It's a pain in the ass to do it, but I think it's the best way to do it.
It's kind of fun. Especially because you kind of hate that, you're starting to hate that person anyway.
So you make him hate you.
Right. So you just you just reverse the fucking thing.
Yeah, you just stop calling and, like, you know, just go to bed at night. You didn't call me last night. Yeah, that's the way it's going to be from now on.
No, they were living with me.
So. Yeah. It's
not you didn't call me from your bedroom. You didn't call me from your bedroom.
Yeah, so I mean, I have like my ex-girlfriends, like one of my ex-girlfriends, Lori from high school. We're still friends. We don't talk. I mean, you know, we don't hate each other. Right. Every once in a while, we Facebook, hey, you know.
Yeah.
That's about it. But I think definitely not the girl before my wife.
You ever count the number of chicks you banged on your Facebook friends list?
No.
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 I did.
How long did it take?
No, it was about 16.
Did you count
seconds?
Did you count the guys too?
No, I was the guys.
Yeah.
The girls, it was only four.
Yeah. No. That's funny. I'm trying to think. Like, I am friends on Facebook with my ex-girlfriend before the girl I went out with, the one who caught me with the hickey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, she's friends on Facebook, but we never.
It's a lesbian now.
Yeah, that's what happens after
me. You ever turn a chick out?
I don't know.
You?
Listen, I didn't stick around long enough.
I wouldn't. What do you mean? In which way? That you're so bad you turn her gay, or you're so good you turn her straight?
Yeah. You leave her and she can't find another man.
Oh, interesting.
It's like that Pearl Jam song.
Have you ever turned a girl, you know, to the nunnery?
My first.
She gives up on all men?
My ex-wife.
Well, kind of like dating a lesbian when you're with Peter. Right?
Yeah, man. My ex-wife, the first one, she actually, about three guys after me, she turned the other side, man.
Yeah.
And then went back.
Uh-oh.
So, something else.
By the way, Mike Sweeney says, I remember when you had a neck in high school.
Got him.
Yeah, well, Mike likes it.
He expanded on my
joke. Yeah.
On my joke.
Yeah, well, you know, don't be a hack, Mike. Come on, be original.
You stole that shit, right?
Listen,
how is life
turn your
changed?
Mic or something, dude. I can't hear you.
How is life
Turn your mic, like, counterclockwise so it's, no, the other way.
Life has been great.
Yeah.
The show is still the same with you guys yelling at each other. It's amazing. But for me personally, the wedding, marriage life is.
Did you change? Does it feel different?
What's different, man?
It's not that it's different. It's just a new level of, titleship, obviously. I can say, that's my wife.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, that's my husband. And it brings you to another status in this new sense.
Yeah.
People look at you different. People talk to you different.
You
when
feel
I can
more
be
grown
like, that's
up
my
now?
Wife. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you throwing that term around now?
Yeah.
Are you throwing that's my wife?
Absolutely. I'm proud to say it, man. Yeah. My wife is awesome.
Have you used the expression wifey yet?
I don't have to anymore. Wifey's a term that people use for like the girl that they tell and oh, you're gonna be my wife one day. Like, this is my little wifey.
Have you slipped and called her your girl instead of your wife?
Oh, I mean, she'll always be my girl.
No, but I'm saying, have you, you know?
Oh, to anyone out in public or anything?
Yeah,
No.
Immediately you.
I've been looking forward to it. To be honest with you.
Dude, she's a great chick, man. Just the way she looked at you at the wedding, man. I mean.
Oh, man. It was
nice.
She
loves you, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I wish I could love you like that.
Hey, man.
Peter.
Blessed. What can I say?
Yeah, you are.
Very
bro.
Blessed.
And so is she, by the way, because you have that same adoration. It's easy to tell.
Mark.
I hope.
Piccaroni says he's been with his girlfriend for 19 years and refers to her as his wife. Well, so does common law.
Yeah.
You know. So 19 years without getting married, man. I mean, my wife and I were together 12 years before
you
got married.
So those herpes.
And now you guys have been married for what, 8 years?
13 years. We just today is actually our anniversary, May 29th.
Is it 13 really? Years?
Yeah,
wow.
13
today?
Years.
That's awesome.
With the 12 before, 25 years. It's a quarter of a century.
And you're going to get her sick.
Listen, she said that. She goes, you're going to make me sick. I'm like, I can't kiss you on our anniversary.
Oh, she's not sick either?
No. See, that's where it's fucked up. She got sick first, okay?
Ah, so she gave it to you.
Yeah, now she's like, I want it back. Well, fuck. Like, I got cooties.
Oh, man. You're going to give it to everybody in this house.
I'm going to cough all everybody.
Well, your daughter's a nurse. What does she say? Does she have any medicine or any advice?
No. She left some chocolate on the table.
Shoot him in the back.
Yeah, shoot him in the head. It's too
late.
Put
him out to pasture.
Right.
Old Yeller style.
That's it, man. He's done.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You sound horrible.
Yeah, you sound bad, man.
I'm telling you, when I went before I left, I thought I was going to be sick. And then, you know, I took some NyQuil and everything. I felt all right. And then when I went away, like I said, when I was in Belize, I was sweating 24/7. So I don't know if I was just sweating out the sickness. You know what I mean? You know, you're supposed to drink a lot. I was drinking a lot of fluids.
Right.
So I think that's, but on the flight home, next thing you know, I'm like, oh, this feels different. You know, my wife, you heard my wife's cough. You remember how she had that cough for a long time?
Oh, my God.
You know, fucking ships come into harbor because when they hear that cough.
Cutting my hair, she blew an eardrum out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she's cutting my hair.
And by the way, if you do have a cold, okay, here's a little, you notice when I do happen to like, if I'm going to wipe my, I do my left hand. That way, if I end up accidentally shaking somebody's hand, I'm like, oh, here, you know. You ever somebody do that where they blow their nose, they scratch your nose, and they shake your hand? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't touch people like that.
Yeah.
I try to just do fist bumps.
Do you know what the first person, my buddy John Footy Cross, man, Footy at Y100.
Yeah.
This guy was the first germaphobe I ever met. Never shook a hand. This goes back to 30 years.
Really?
He invented the fist bump.
No.
I swear to God.
How could you say he invented the fist bump?
Because he never shook a hand. I'm not saying that that was his signature thing, man. He'd never shake a hand and he would fist bump you.
I can't remember how far back I was fist bumping.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, it was early. In the 1890s,
well, I mean, people back in the day used to do like daps and stuff like this, just like up, down, middle. But I think now it's become more of a sanitation thing that I just want to lightly tap you with my fist.
I'm not gonna shake my hand.
Right. It's not like a respect thing, like a handshake anymore. It's more just a I'll acknowledge you, but I don't want your fucking germs.
Right.
You know,
dude.
Yeah. What's up, Peter Kramer? By the way, our Mike Sweeney says Footy did more cocaine than Scarface. Is that true?
Footy, I don't know. By the time I got to Y100, he was already involved with Here's Help, which is,
people that have too much cocaine addictions?
Well, people who have addictions, period. But
well, people
John
who
Footy
will be
Cross
willing
is,
to take it off your hands.
He actually did a lot of good for a lot of people
good.
The last 20, 30
years. Well, we weren't questioning his, you know.
I don't know. I couldn't witness it, but, you know, I think he was probably an addict at one point, and it might not have been cocaine. I'm thinking maybe he might have been the doogie.
The what?
The douche, man. The fucking, the brown, you know.
What's the heroin?
China White. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
That's not
never
good.
Did that. You know, our other co-host.
Did it once.
Ethan has done it. He was a heroin addict.
He used to be, yeah.
You did heroin?
One time I snorted it.
Yeah?
Wow.
I hated it.
How old were you?
I hate to admit this. Like 16?
Really?
So, well, dude,
my friends were
it would be a lot
it,
worse if you said 51.
No, dude, my friends are. I've had two close friends overdose and die. You know, and one was in his early 40s.
So did you get all fucked up?
I hated it, man. I puked. I climbed into bed. I was pouring sweat. And I did it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
I mean, there's certain things like.
Hated it.
Like, I remember, I think I was in college or, no, I was out of college. You know, I was at some party and somebody, they were saying, you're going to smoke some crack? And I opened the bathroom door and I saw the vial, you know, glass vial pipe. And I went, nah, dude, this ain't my thing. Yeah, I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh.
That's so ugly.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at that. And when you step back and look at it from the outside, just like if you were be seen like that, that's such a bad
thank
look.
God, thank God I had seen New Jack City already.
Ah,
I think it was after that came out and I saw Poogie all fucked up. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
I never got into that show. I had a little freebasing once in a while, but. You know, which is different than the crack. That was, you know.
I was with a hot stripper one time that did that. She put a bunch of cocaine in a joint.
Oh, that I've done all the time. That's fantastic.
Wow, what the fuck does that do?
Dick gets hard for like a week.
You
can use it as a diving board.
It just numbs your whole face. It's just, you know, it's a whole big thing, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't do drugs, kid.
Eat that pussy.
Just say no.
I wish I had edibles right now because I'm sick. I can't smoke.
Just say no, thank you. At least be fucking polite.
Yeah,
I used to walk
head.
Around, I swear to God, in the city with big magic marker on the bumpers, I'd make a little comma and write thank you. because that fucking Nancy Reagan with that Just Say No.
Yeah.
Every bumper sticker is a Just Say No.
You ever have somebody give you a bit of an attitude when you say no? Like I've turned down cocaine a few times in the last several months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, man. The guy looked at me like,
I guess it depends on the way you say it. If you were like, nah, man, you were
fuck,
making
you
like,
nuts?
Ill. You're gonna go. But if you're like, nah, I'm cool, man. It's good.
Yeah, that's good, man. Thanks,
enjoy,
bro.
Man. You know.
No, thanks. I just did it. I just did an 8-ball.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because somebody was talking about that. I can't remember which TV or where I was watching it, but people who do it are real ugly. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you get that grimace face, your teeth are grinding, and you got that
angry
look on your face.
Your eyes are not talking, you're frozen.
I remember the one time we were, it was one of those times in South Beach, and I was with my buddy Rick, and everybody's partying, and everybody's like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I was there with my other buddy Greg, and we're just sitting on like these speakers at a club, and everybody's just walking around, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, like, it's just hitting me like surreal. I was like, this is not where I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not where I want to be, man.
It's been 20
you know
years
what I mean?
For me, man.
I'm
a
like,
long time.
I'm like, I'm walking, I'm standing around zombies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The walking dead.
Have you seen these zombies that are standing around in these hallways?
Yeah.
All drugged out zombies.
Where?
Doing, I don't even know what city it's in. It's on the internet. If you just Google it, it's like a current video. And you see like a hallway full of like 30 or 40 addicts and homeless people. And they're just standing there like, but just like not moving, and you have to kind of like walk around them and through them. They're unaware that anyone's around them.
Right.
Why don't they flood the street? Why do you stand up? Where is that?
Wash them out?
Where is that Maryland?
Just go live
somewhere
in Maryland. Did you see that shit?
Holy
what
how surreal
sad
is that?
That's
watching
so sad.
I mean, God almighty. Can you imagine? You open, it was like a river running through it.
Yeah, and whatchamacallit, a lot of businesses just finished rebuilding from the last time.
Wow.
And now they're all flooded again and ruined again.
First of all, you know what? There's going to be no flood insurance, period, there anymore.
It's a government issue. That's why the government issues it, not private industry anymore.
It's
because it has to have a guaranteed bot. Like insurance companies wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like our homeowner insurance got screwed. We got screwed this year from the past summer.
Did you?
From Irma.
Did you really?
You know, those cases come in. People get mad at they drop me. I'm like, you should be happy that an insurance company, well, you should be happy about it, but when an insurance company drops you, that is the most transparent thing in the world because they're basically saying, we can't insure you.
Right.
That means if you have a claim, we can't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why an actuarial looked at it and they were, guess what? If something's fucked up, we ain't going to be able to afford it.
Right.
Right? But I got the wind mitigation on this house. Our insurance went down like $800. And then I got, oh, great. And I got a little refund check. And then like 2 months later, the renewal came. $1,500 more.
Right.
All because of Irma.
Yeah.
That She's bitch.
Irma LaDouche.
Yeah. Any rate, speaking of storms and bad situations, boy, Roseanne Barr.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
I was just starting to like her again, too.
Well, the TV show was a hit.
The show wasn't bad.
TV. I watched it a couple times. Very funny.
I liked it.
Great writers on it. They had a great, you know.
Phenomenal.
But, just, I mean, doesn't anybody, like, the only way people can put these tweets out is if you're high or you're drinking or you're just really emotionally fucked up. Like, like I've done that. I've been sitting there. I'm all pissed off at something. I want to write something. Like, nah, this ain't a good time to write something on social media.
Mm.
Like, I won't do, like, Facebook, fuck, I got a little crazy when I got back. I was like, people posting stuff. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't help it. I don't sit there. I don't want to hear a sob story about somebody. Oh, their kids are being taken back. Well, fucking get them legal. Parents. You know, yeah, that's what you got to. If you're living here illegally, get it straightened out.
Yeah, but you know what? Real quick, I just want to touch base on this. All those poor kids who are living in the fucking containment camps or whatever. On the border. Have you seen all these kids? There's like thousands and thousands
these
of kids living
part of that
in
caravan that came.
Fences.
Dude, you get them a couple of soccer balls. Well, what's your problem?
Yeah.
So it's sad,
easily
man.
Entertained, man. Listen, right. I was in Belize, okay?
They're fast as fuck.
And if somebody's sitting out by a tent, that's a step up from what some of these people. You know, we drove by a house on Belize. Yeah, this guy had like a 65-inch TV in his home, which in the one room they had. Yes, you drove by, we're in golf carts. We drove by, and there was a big-ass TV on the wall, but then there was a washer and dryer, the kitchen table, and, like, some seats.
Right.
That was the house.
Wow.
You know, but fuck, when it's, like, 150 degrees, you don't have AC, who's going to sit in the house anyway?
At least you had a nice TV, though.
That's what I'm saying. What else are you going to do?
There's only two channels.
Yeah.
You get, like, you know, what the fuck do you watch in Belize?
But, you know, I'm just saying, there's certain things you got to be, like, once you know, you got to take care of it. You can't let things go. Like my driver's registration, my tag registration. I didn't realize that I was completely late. Thank God I just got it in the mail.
Really?
Yeah. I missed it. I forgot. You know,
your birthday was like 2 months ago.
It was in April.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, but you, somebody says you get 30 days from your birthday.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then that, I didn't realize it because I was driving to St. Pete. I'm sitting there smoking weed in the car. Didn't realize I'm, you know, April 2018.
Right.
Why'd you pull me over, officer?
Well, now we know we have two reasons.
Yeah. By the way, just a follow up on the story yesterday from the Jersey cops that were punching that woman. It was like, you know, they're on leave now and stuff. But people are like, she was resisting arrest.
Yep.
Number one. And number two, she kicked the cop in the balls.
Right.
So my question to you is, woman, say it's a young woman. If a young woman kicks a cop in the balls,
mm-hmm.
does the cop have a right to punch her?
He has a right to spin her around, cuff her, slam her head into the fucking side of the car.
Yeah.
The police car getting her into the door. Punching her? I don't know.
Well, he was like thumping her. It wasn't like,
He took a couple swings. I mean, it was still punching.
Yeah.
Does he have a right to at least give her one good smack, maybe? I don't know. But
bitch slap
her. And she was 20.
Right.
She wasn't even old enough to be consuming alcohol in the first place.
And she lied. She
didn't want to tell them her name.
Right.
That's another thing you gotta
tell. She said, don't you have better things to do? And
that was when he got pissed.
He said, I was going to just let you off, but now I do. I'm going to write you a ticket.
Now you're offending me, yeah.
Right.
People, don't tell cops off, man.
You know, that's one thing. Because first of all, you got to understand that cops have they're in a power trip anyway. The reason they're a cop is because they want to...
Don't overgeneralize. There are some Napoleonic complex people. They got picked on. They got... there's a few people I know that are cops
Kicked them in the balls.
Right.
Yeah, spit on them. Let me tell you something. If somebody spits on me, if I'm standing there, I don't give a fuck who it is.
Oh, she spit on him too.
Yeah, if somebody spits on me, they're going down.
I know, I agree.
That's so gross.
But what I was going to say is that respect your police officer because you don't know how demented these guys really could be.
It doesn't even have to be a cop. If somebody comes up to me in the street, you know, and somehow is being a certain way, I'm not going to just be challenging and confrontational right off the bat. You know, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to see where it goes.
Right.
You know, guy walked up to me in Belize, and you know, there's people getting shot in the street there, and you know, nobody. It's a pop. You know,
you're kidding.
Yeah, some guy walks up and shakes my hand. I'm like, dude,
well,
just shake your hand. You know, I don't know you. And then I just put my hand like this and step back. Goes, oh, man, I need money for a soda. I go, fucking soda?
I think the cop had a right to aggressively detain her, but he shouldn't have punched her, I don't think.
Well, listen, that's...
Like, I think you said, just grab her, fucking body slam her.
They were trying to grab her. See, they tried to grab her. She kept trying to get up. She kept trying to get up, and she was kicking, and she was punching.
Well, that's what a taser's for. You tase the bitch.
You can't
tase
somebody when you're that close.
Why not?
Sometimes. You can't, because then, you know, you just...
Well, that's when you kick her in the balls.
Yeah.
Throw her in the ocean and tase the water.
Yeah. Jump in there. Anyway, back to the Roseanne thing. I don't know if you guys heard it, but the show canceled.
Yeah.
ABC's being, you know, people saying they walked away from a big moneymaker.
Right.
But it seemed like the show was going to implode anyway. Why do people make stupid tweets? And basically, she made a tweet about Valerie Jarrett, who was an Obama advisor for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And she had made the comment, like, if the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby.
No, that's not
and
what she said.
She's a black woman. What'd she say? That's from the tweet
I read. That's a quote?
Yeah.
Oh, I read something totally different.
What'd you read?
What'd she say?
That she said that she is a man with swinging ape nuts or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so she's...
I read that, too. Was that another tweet, perhaps?
I don't know, but, I mean, would it be different if she would have just said she's a man with big swinging nuts?
Right. That'd be ape nuts.
Right. Would it be...
Right.
Or she could have said kangaroo or fucking... Yeah. Or whatever.
Nuts were good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to say she's acting like a man.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, are people mad because she used the word ape?
Yes.
It was a
that's what I'm trying to get to.
It's
like
a racial thing. Racially motivated.
Right.
Like, you can't sit, like... I don't remember where I was. It was in karate or soccer. And when people act crazy, I said, don't act like a bunch of monkeys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an expression.
Right.
Like, I feel like you can't even say it anymore.
You can't say it. If there's a black kid there, you're going to be
racist.
Even
if you're talking about an animal.
You weren't born yet, but Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
You know, lost his job at ABC. But look at that monkey run. And he was referring to this fucking running back on the Kansas City Chiefs, I think, or Dallas.
And he actually ran like a monkey.
Come on. No.
And he was scampering all over the fucking field. And
he was actually describing.
You don't know that?
No, no, no. I know that. But he was saying he wasn't being racist when he said, look at that monkey run.
No, because the way he was running, and the guy was a little bow-legged, too. And he was
Howard might have been a little bit.
Yeah, why not?
Because Howard drank during those shows.
Because that sounds terrible.
Yeah. Look at that monkey, man. Jimmy the Greek said something.
He mentioned that they have an extra bone in their bodies. That's why they're faster.
Right.
Their
calf was longer. Yeah.
He said something about that, and then he was no longer.
Some kind
Jimmy
of
the Greek was
simian.
A big guy. He would sports. You know, every sports thing that was on the weekend, you'd see Jimmy the Greek.
He was the other guy,
Imus or whatever, and he said
nappy headed
hoes or something like that.
Yeah, Syracuse basketball team.
The Jersey basketball team. Well, Rutgers. I think.
Rutgers, you're right.
Some racist motherfuckers out there on radio.
Well, you know, sometimes it's ignorance. People don't realize, like those words,
that they trigger people.
Well,
or they don't know better to not use those words.
Or you know what I mean?
It's like, called being above the.
I want to hear this.
Something. It's you know when you think you're on a plane and you're above, you're untouchable. It's like almost be. It's like
yeah,
it's
that's
like
one
a,
thing.
It's a Harvey Weinstein.
It's
almost, a Bill Cosby.
A lot of times it's people that sometimes their daily conversation, which could be classified as racist, but they're not necessarily racist, but they just. Have adopted that phrase as an explanation of something, and then they say it, and then I've been saying this with all my buddies in the Klan for a long time. You know, it's like you got nowadays. You got to be careful. I mean, you know, or careful.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, but then not even careful. Then you just learn that's the way he fucking feels it for real. Because he slipped and said that. He probably says that shit all the time.
Exactly,
it's not right. You learn what type of person he is, and then they fucking get fired. But and that's what happened with Roseanne.
Now,
she tweeted this thing.
Right.
Well, she was. This was a little more. Yeah. That's the thing. Listen, I'm going to call. I don't want to say I want to call a spade in this situation. But, you know, I mean, you got to call it as it is. When I read, if she quote Muslim Brotherhood, it's like she was. I guess this is a reply she had to somebody else.
Yeah, I want to see what
she
goes.
Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet Apes had a baby. Well, you know, I mean.
Elgin will get to the bottom of this, first, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to learn what the real tweet was.
Now, when I went to England and ran into a bunch of Nigels there, it wasn't such a...
I coughed on you for that one. I
know. Now, what happens is, you know, there is truth in humor. We all know that. You're a comedian.
Of course.
I'm a writer. And, you know, even if you say something jokingly, if you say something with a little bit of a... You're still a fucking racist. There's still a little bit of hatred. You could still have black friends. And Wanda Sykes wrote for her. Wanda Sykes was next executive producer on that fucking TV show.
But she right away, she says she quit the show the minute it happened.
Of course.
Before it even canceled.
Well, because, you know, she had...
This is bad if she wrote this.
I'm
reading the same.
What's it say?
Barr wrote, if the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. That's fucking... equals VJ. That's terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
where's the
terrible.
Swinging balls thing?
I'm looking for it right now.
I mean, eventually that's going to go away. Although Louis Farrakhan said that, I was reading a story that he says we got to get rid of all white men.
Right.
He says, you know, that's the evil. You know, white men are evil. That's it.
You know, they quoted, what's her name? Michelle Obama saying something about fucking the whites and shit. And they were evil, you know. So it goes both ways, ladies and gentlemen. We all have some prejudice in us, you know.
Yeah.
And whether it's a Jew versus a German, a white.
Well, there was
versus
a woman.
Black,
you see the story too. I was going to bring it up, but there was a woman, a black woman, who attacked a Jewish man, was calling him all kinds of names on the subway.
Oh my God! I heard
see that.
I see it. I heard the audio of it. She railed on this poor Jew.
Who did?
Some black chick, because, and you know what, She asked, "What street is? Where's the Houston Street exit?" He said, "You're a block past it." She said, "You're a black bastard." No, but
yeah, it was on a New York City subway.
Yeah, read this.
A black woman went on a rant against an Orthodox Jewish man aboard a crowded city subway train.
Right.
After he called her racist.
Yes.
The nearly two-minute clip begins in the middle of a heated morning confrontation between the pair of Bronx-bound four trains. Can at 8:53 in the M.
The four goes to Yankee Stadium, baby.
I want
to
hear it.
It goes to 161st and River Avenue. Let's hear what it says.
Let's see if I can pull this
shit.
She
was screaming, "You know why you got a yarmulke? Because the ones with propellers were a dollar more, you cheap Jew prick."
Shut the fuck up.
Is it? Can it be racist then if it's funny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
We just talked about that.
But there's, I mean.
Where you were. Coughing.
Probably. I didn't hear myself.
Coughing.
Amongst my own phlegm generation.
My phlegmeration. That was a Who song, right? Talking about my phlegmeration.
Let's see.
My phlegmeration?
This generation, yeah.
Yeah.
This crappy.
A great band at your wedding, by the way.
Yeah, it was nice.
Now, first of all, the fucking music was great. That was the first thing I noticed. Yeah. And I love the way that they mixed it up. I mean, dude, there was oldie shit for us. There was fucking hip shit. There was 70s. There was 2000. There was, you know, Justin Timberlake. There was everything, man. It was unbelievable.
I'm really glad you guys had a good
time.
Dude,
I had such a fucking great time. Man.
Food was good. Everything was good.
Oh, the food was excellent. Man.
Yeah.
That salad
you had the mahi? What'd you have?
I had the mahi.
It was good, huh?
The mahi was very good, man. It was very good.
I don't know why it's not coming through.
They left the gills on. It was still breathing. Very fresh.
Not gonna play.
How'd you like that we did the horror?
I love that. And when you picked her up in the chairs, man, first of all, I felt bad because with my seven disc fused and everything, I can't be involved.
No, I understand.
Like that. But I was right there. Watch it. That was great, man. They fucking picked these kids up in the, you know,
well, the funny,
Puerto
you know,
Ricans. That was so great. Whose idea was that?
We've done so many bar mitzvahs. Myself, the DJ, a couple of my buddies there.
Right.
We've all worked in together. So we said the first person like that we're all at their wedding.
We're
going to do a horror.
That's great.
And it was us.
And you know what's so fantastic? That people got so into it.
Well, we've done it with so many other families that we felt like, man, I want to do that. I want to go up in the chair.
Yeah.
So Jocelyn was really scared, though, but she had a good time.
Yeah, she was nervous about it.
She should have worn panties. You know, that's the first thing I noticed.
Oddly,
that's the first thing I noticed.
We all enjoyed the honeymoon early.
She winked at me.
Yeah, the 2 minute clip says, begins, you said I'm racist, so you tell me what I'm being racist towards, because you're Jewish. And if I said a Jewish family got on here, somebody would have got up. That's not a racist statement. That is a factual statement.
Right. He was sitting. So she gets on the subway, and because they didn't stand up for her, she said, if I was a Jew, you would have stood it up for me.
Stood it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, she's such a quote. And he said, now listen, you Schwarzer, I'm not prejudiced.
He didn't call her Schwarzer, did he?
No, I don't think so.
I'm relying on you here.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And you know I make shit up. Your Honor.
Let's see. So that's the other lady started screaming. Everyone around her. Wait a minute. What did I miss here? All right. Wolf told the station, blah. So this other lady started screaming at everyone around her, saying, why are you guys not getting up? This lady's here with her three kids, said Wolf, who has been standing. And then she finally said, if I was Jewish family, y'all would have gotten up. At which point I said to her, can we please not make this a racist thing? And that's what set off the sunglasses wearing woman, according to Wolf. She can often be heard in the video shouting over Wolf, you need to learn the difference between race. Judaism is not a race, it's a religion. The man can then be heard quietly telling the woman, calm down, calm down. No, I don't need to calm down. Not because I'm schooling your ass.
This is the most racist telling of this story.
It's not racist.
All
I'm
the little
to it.
Sounds.
I'm reading it.
Yeah, but I mean, you could...
I was. You heard? I'm just. I heard part of the video already. I'm not racist. I'm being. I'm Rich Littling it.
He's a comic.
You need to learn the difference. All right.
Okay.
A woman says, "You guys think you're so fucking smart, but guess what? I'm going to teach you a lesson on this fucking train today." Wolf then interrupts and says, no, You guys, I'm a person. You're a person. No, 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 the woman replies. We are different. Understand that you know why? Because your people treat my people different in our community. Listen, let me let the black lady know. For the most part, Jewish people only treat themselves. They're very mean to themselves.
Right. And by the way, the Jews are very good to the blacks. Very, very good. Listen. Absolutely.
Persecuted people stick together, right?
I'm telling you, and I had my first job was at a place called Morris Brothers Clothing Store on 85th and Broadway. Morris was an old Jewish guy, and he and his brother owned two stores, one on 89, on 93rd, one on 89, whatever it was. And these two brothers, Sammy and his brother Billy, they were black kids that you would swear, I mean, they would use the word schwarze. These kids, they were homeless. They were little kids. These guys brought them into their lives, fucking gave them jobs. These guys were making big dough, and the Jews take care of people like that, man. We don't care what color you are.
Listen,
and no one can clean a toilet like a black person.
Can I say this? Can I say this?
You got to ruin your whole thing.
You're going somewhere, and you turn into a complete.
I'm just teasing.
So anyway, listen.
But I like
what happened to the old saying, like sticks and stones, like. You know what I mean? Like,
they turn to guns and knives.
If somebody calls you a dumb fuck, unless you're a dumb fuck, you don't get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you are offended by it, it's because you find truth in it. Mm. And, you know, everybody's stepping up. I mean, you know, if somebody calls me, like somebody called my dad a spick once, and I watched, he was a tow truck driver. My dad punched him, he went over the fucking car. You know, but unless I'm more concerned about in the context of how it's happening. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, like if somebody used this, like, again, this is a fucking argument.
Right.
This is about a woman. This is about guys not getting up, and then a person making the assumption that you're saying, "Hey, well, it's confrontational."
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like I said, I hate when I'm about to get off a fucking elevator and somebody doesn't let me get off before they get in. You know, I say something.
Yep.
I don't go. If I was Jewish, you would have, I don't make.
Yeah, you don't have to make it racial religion. You can just say, you're an asshole.
I'll sit there as I'm about to walk out. I go, you know, most people wait till people get off the elevator before they get on.
Right.
But you're different. Yeah. Just like that. And then the guy says, fuck you, spick.
Right.
Right. And I'm going to turn around and say, yeah, but at least I know the difference. You know what I mean? Or if I'm in a mood, you know, I'm in a bad mood, I turn around and kick the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs a little boxing, little sparring here and there.
Right.
I think that's what, I think the purge is going to come. I think we have to have a day where, like, there has to be a time, maybe not even a whole day, but all of a sudden a whistle should go off around the country and go, you got 30 minutes to just beat the fuck out of somebody. You know what I mean?
You know, the movie that epitomizes everything you're talking about. It's Falling Down with Michael Douglas.
That's a great movie, man.
It's about a guy who just snaps.
If you've never seen it, you got to see
it. Fucking just snaps.
He loses it, man.
The frustration level. Finally, you guys seen Falling Down?
But don't you think that's going to happen more and more? Because
yes,
two things,
it's happened.
There's more people.
At Stoneman Douglas High School.
There's more people. There's more people out there.
Right.
There's people, more opinions, and more people are more righteous than ever. They know better. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a police officer in Florida got in trouble because he said that this guy, David Hogg, was going to get run over by a car someday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so he's getting backlash.
That's a threat, though.
They fired him. No. They just said he made an insensitive comment.
Okay.
Now, I'm
going to make a prediction.
Yeah.
And this has to do with just something I'm feeling. It has nothing to do with how I feel about the kid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like to me, I feel like there's something going to happen to that kid.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what it is because then if it happens, you're going to come.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. This kid, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like him.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid's got millions of followers on Twitter and all that shit. But I can tell you that when you rile up the hoople heads on any side.
There's something wrong with that kid, man.
But he still has a lot of people who are on his side. Instead of thinking of the negative of what's going to happen, why not think maybe this kid could be the next president?
God help us. Okay, I think he's the Antichrist, to be honest with you. He's making his way to popularity. Jumping on something, you know, that's tragic.
He's so upset about arms, he should actually get some.
Yeah,
he's seen his fucking.
We're gonna send the kid some dumbbells.
He's so skinny.
They just shut down Publix. The die-in.
And you know what?
You know what he basically said? He goes, "When are we gonna go to Trump Mar-a-Lago? When are we gonna go to Trump Trump Towers and do one there.
Yeah.
I said, well, good luck with that one.
Yeah. Now, listen, this Publix, they don't realize, first of all, you understand that, is this kid going to cancel his electricity? Because FPL gave more money to the same politician that they're blaming Publix for. They were like, I read a list of like 16 fucking corporations.
Right.
So go after all of them, man. Just don't go up. You're going to boycott Publix, who is huge in terms of community involvement, writing checks to people, fucking getting behind. They hire the fucking handicap.
Well, that's what I'm kind of saying.
When's the last time you didn't get a fucking tard bagging your shit at Publix? You know, I'm serious. And this fucking hog kid, you know, the bullets flew in the wrong direction as far as I'm
concerned. Well, he wasn't even there for some reason.
Right, he was.
He wasn't in school that day, which is interesting with the whole conspiracy theory.
The guilt.
No. He wasn't there when the shooting happened.
Right. So he's feeling all this. Oh, I should have been at school.
Well, there's a conspiracy theory that he knew about this whole false flag scenario.
He was sleeping with the Cruz kid.
I don't know. All I know is, and that's the thing. You can't say anything bad because you know you say something bad. Like if you say I don't like the kid, you go and then you got 1,000 people after you like this, he's that.
Right.
I go listen. I don't, that's my aspect. If someone, it's one thing if you're trying to get something done. And is anything getting done by that?
Well, he did get something done.
What?
They forfeited or stopped giving
and that's the thing.
Contributions.
He fucked up because the thing that happened, they also started, they donate a lot to Democrats. They said, you know what? You're right. We're going to cut off all our donations now.
Yeah.
So now he's kind of like, you know, cut off his nose despite his face.
Right.
He's got this idea and somebody's saying, hey, this is great. You're getting all this notoriety for what you're doing. And he's going to milk it. That's why, you know, in my psyche of minds and my Nostradamus way of thinking at times, I said, something's going to happen to this kid.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just saying I'm going to make a prediction that something's going to happen to this kid. And I don't know, it could because you're riling up people, you're getting people pissed off. You're stirring the fucking pot.
Yeah.
And something's gonna happen. Something can happen. Don't be surprised if it does.
Right.
But then he'll really be the martyr that he wants to be.
Yeah. Whatever.
Which is why I think that this kid is at, you know, I just think there's something off about the kid. I really do.
His dad's an FBI agent, for God's sakes. You know? Listen, enough of that fucking douche.
Wow.
Big, I mean, the guy.
Tell us how you really feel.
By the way, speaking of heroes, how about Spider-Man in France? The guy who
leaped up
all those. That was a pretty cool story. Now, I love when people politicize this because I got friends. I won't mention names. Joey Medina, who's a Trump hater and all that stuff. But he basically says, this was this country. Yeah. This country would be like saying he did something wrong. No, Joey. If he was in this country would say the guy's a fucking hero. Because just today in the newspaper, while you read this story about an immigrant. Right. This is the guy has a great soul. He saved this kid. He fucking went up there. Meanwhile, we just found out, by the way, which is a story, that the father of the son, the child that was hanging from the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was playing your fucking favorite game. To go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was playing Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was there playing. The kid's hanging. Daddy. And it's not even, and his dad's like trying to get points on
trying
Pokemon
to fucking
Go.
Catch a Pikachu.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what's cool about that kid? I don't know if you're going to read this in the story or not, but you heard everything they did for the kid.
They got him a job at the fire department.
Well, first he was an illegal. They offered him citizenship.
They're going to get it for him, yeah.
Right. They gave him a job so he can further his Spider-Man ways. That's pretty
good.
Cool.
And look, this guy's obviously a great citizen.
He fucking flew up that
guy
thing.
Fucking did that like, you know.
Like it was nothing.
Good for him.
Yep.
That guy has earned a spot as a citizen of France. You know, the French need more heroes. You know, during World War II, the French were, here's the leader of the French army.
I think the French need more deodorant.
Yeah.
They fucking need
it. Malian, his name is Mamadou Gassama. Yeah, he has a temporary residence permit at the prefecture of Bobigny North of Paris on Tuesday, and they gave him a job. And the fire brigade.
Wasn't that the kid's name in Coming to America? What's his name?
In Coming to America.
Yeah.
His name was...
Eddie Murphy's name.
I don't know.
The same name as this guy.
Oh, how do I not remember that right now?
You're the expert on that shit. Mama-san, mama-san, mama-kusa. That was a song.
Mama-say, mama-san, mama-kusa.
Right?
Yeah. Did you see that Michael Jackson thing the other night?
No, what was it?
They had a two-hour special on the last days of Michael Jackson. Neither one of you saw this?
No.
You need to go and run right after the show and watch this shit, man, because it's so... Not you guys. Stay right there. No, but you have to see how frightening...
Really?
This shit is. It's like the first hour you go, wow, what if this is fucking, what a fucking 80-year-old. I love this guy, and boom. And then, wow, it turns into the end, man.
It gets creepy.
I saw something
blame it on the Pepsi thing.
I saw it on, when he got his head, when he got lit on fire.
Yeah.
That's when he started the pain pills.
Yeah.
There's a new conspiracy theory that Prince was killed by, because, you know, he was against slavery and he was against the establishment and everything.
He was killed by that chick on the train.
Yeah.
The rabbi.
Yeah, so...
Oh, is it really true?
No, they were saying that because somebody fucked up his drugs. Like, who was in control of his drugs? He was taking all the...
That doctor.
Yeah.
And he gave him too much or something, and...
Yeah, but he had prescriptions under, like, nine people's names.
But he was getting that shit injected every day.
Yeah, and listen, you can't... My point is the guy, you know, once you're at that point... And I'm warning kids, smoke all the weed you want, drink your beers.
Right.
But don't take them pills, oxycodones... Vicodins,
nothing.
All that shit will fuck your chemistry up, right? Yep. And then next thing you know, you're done.
Even Xanax, your
crash
bars,
test dummy.
Your little bars, all the little shit you kids
take.
You're
a crash test dummy, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Propofol.
Propofol.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called.
You just wanted some sleep, man.
Let me get some of that milk.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Time for Straight from the Headlines. We're talking about things from around the world to make fun of them.
We've been doing that for the last half hour.
No, we're talking about topical issues.
Okay, so...
These are stories that we can make fun of.
Oh.
Can't make fun of a kid who ran up four flights, balconies, and saved a kid's life. But here's a funny story. Two security guards recovering after a shooting at an Atlanta strip club.
Oh, boy.
Two security guards were hospitalized following a shooting at an Atlanta strip club early on Tuesday morning. It happened at the Blue Flame Lounge. On the 1,000 block of Harwell, says here, according to police, two men and several women inside the club were touching dancers inappropriately. Well, who doesn't?
Right.
And allegedly taking their money.
Is there an appropriate way to touch a dancer?
Yeah, you got to use your fingertips.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says here according to police, one security guard was shot in the leg.
Ah.
Wait a minute.
By the women?
Yeah. Touching dancers appropriately. The group was escorted from the club when they were driving away. They fired several shots.
Oh, wow.
One security guard was shot in the leg while the other was shot in the buttocks. That's the ass.
Yeah, because he was running when he saw his friend get shot. He's fucking turned and
ran.
He's
out. Fuck that. He don't have a gun.
Right.
Two suspects drove away off in separate vehicles, including a red Jeep. If you have any information, please contact the Atlanta police.
They can look for people with glitter on them. Anybody with glitter.
Do you think a lot of strip club security guards carry guns?
No. First of all, I don't think you're allowed. They'd have to be outside. They can never go inside.
Okay.
A lot of strip clubs have a cop outside.
Yes. A detail. Correct.
Right. But security guards don't.
You can't have a gun inside of a strip club.
Anywhere that sells alcohol, the ATF would be upset if you had somebody with a gun.
Although
in the establishment. When I used to do security work, we were able to because we had precedent to do it. Because we were security.
If you own a bar, you can't have a gun behind you?
Yeah,
the,
right? I think you
bar.
Can't you?
Maybe if you own, I don't know. You can't be a customer, but you may be able to be
Speaking of guns.
Yes.
Yes.
This would be kind of fun because for example, when we were in Belize, there was a lot of bugs flying around. We were eating outside.
Shoot them.
And we wanted to have like those, you ever see those like salt?
They're called assault rifles.
Yeah. And you got to fly and it shoots like a fucking
a little bead of
buckshot
salt.
Shot of like a pressure, like a bunch of, you know, knocks it dead. But in Australia, diners are given water pistols to ward off seagulls.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
In Perth, Australia, annoyed at seagulls that pester the patrons at a restaurant in the Australian city of Perth. Boy, this is like a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Has armed customers with water pistols to stop the birds from ruining their waterfront dining experience. Oddly enough, David Hogg showed up and said, "This is a night," and he lay down on the floor.
Right.
Toby Evans, the owner of the Three Sheets of restaurants in the capital of Western Australia, said the seagull problem was usually bad and something had to be done to keep the customers from being scared away. Now the Seagulls
are
going to come
back. The food was bad enough. Now the fucking Seagulls.
Yeah.
You know?
And now you got to be shooting these fucking things.
That gumbo.
They're going to come back. The Seagulls are going to come back. They're going to come back with their own little weapons.
Not if you fire. Not if
now
you
they're
going to
be shitting on everybody.
Not if you fill your water gun with gasoline followed by a fucking match. Yeah. See how that tastes.
Why don't you just get some hairspray with a lighter?
Right.
You know.
Yep. That's what I would do, man. Fuck that. Bites.
Getting cheekier. They say seagulls congregate near the waterfront restaurants at a marina, scavenging leftovers. Evans decided to equip each table with a water pistol, and customers say the strategy adopted since Saturday works.
Except when you miss and you get somebody's hamburger when the water comes down.
Yeah.
Water has to come down.
What about crossfire? What if you're trying to get you shoot you in the face by mistake, and then you're like, you wouldn't shoot me if I was a Jew.
I'll tell you a funny story, man. Years and years and years ago, as a little kid, we used to come down to Florida. My parents were divorced. My dad would take us to the Keys, and we'd go out fishing for a week, and boom. We're eating dinner at some, restaurant on the patio and shit, blah, 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 blah. Key lime pie at the end of a meal, right?
Sure.
Mm. My father, who's a funny guy, man, took the meringue from it. My brother wore glasses. I did it as a kid, and he just put a little sip of meringue on my brother's glasses. Within 30 seconds, it turned out to be a full-fledged fucking meringue pie fight. And then the whole back of the restaurant started fucking throwing lemon meringue.
Get out of here.
We jumped in the water to get the pie off of us before we, split back for the hotel. That's how fucking wild it was.
And did they fucking get pissed, the restaurant, or what?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot of it, because everybody started doing it, and they said, what are they going to do? They gonna throw everybody out? No. We got a check.
Here's a story. Mom breastfeeds 5-year-old daughter because she thinks her milk is medicine.
Yeah. But it wasn't her daughter. It was somebody else's daughter.
Her mom was still breastfeeds her 5-year-old daughter.
It's gross.
Before and after school every day, claims her milk is so good it has stopped the children from getting sick.
Daddy loves it.
I could use some right now.
All right.
Emma Shardlow Hudson, 29, breastfeeds daughter Alex and son Ollie, who won't have issues when he's a teenager.
Right.
In between the other meals, and sometimes in tandem. She just misses her ex-husband.
I don't know what she misses, man.
When Alex started nursery school, Emma claims her daughter didn't pick up any of the same coughs and sniffles as the other children did in school from drinking her breast milk.
Right.
Now she wants to bring her titty to school and let all the kids suck on it.
Now you can tell her kids from the other kids? They have stretch marks around their mouths.
Yeah. Alex usually breastfeeds once in the morning and once in the evening, and while the little girl can go to days without the milk, she will always want some when she needs comforting.
She has to the brother spit it in her mouth.
You're disgusting, dude.
That's gross.
Can you at least what's the age you're supposed to? I thought a woman doesn't lactate after she's had the kids.
Well,
right?
Maybe you can continue to lactate as long as you, what do they call it? Manipulate your nipples,
right,
and keep them active.
Really?
I swear, my fucking sister-in-law, that sick bitch, she breastfed my fucking nephew, one of them, until he was 4 years old.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, this is the sickest shit in the fucking world.
Hmm.
The sickest shit ever.
So when are you supposed to stop?
Once they get teeth.
You
get a fucking tooth in your mouth. What are you, crazy? You're supposed to maybe 6 months, 3 months, 4 months. Some women don't.
Well, there was
eat at all. They
there was
right
a what's her name? What? Alicia Silverstone was fucking doing bird feeding her kids, which she was chewing the food up and spitting it in their mouth. God. I'm not even kidding.
Only an actress would do stupid shit like that.
Yeah, dude, they had a Saturday Night Live skit years ago.
Okay,
I remember that.
Right, I think maybe it might have been Chris Farley, and they was just chewing and spitting fucking.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Food.
It was gross. I can't watch that shit.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
It was about as bad as the Bass-O-Matic.
Yeah.
What's that?
Dan Aykroyd gets a blender. Welcome to Ronco's new Bass-O-Matic. And he throws a fish in a blender with some ice and juice.
Ew, disgusting.
Oh, yeah. You could almost smell it on TV. That's how disgusting it is.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Louisiana evangelist seeks donations to help him buy a $54 million private jet.
Oh.
God wants me to fly my own jet.
Stupid.
Now, I wonder the hoople heads that are going to do this.
Who's
going to
chip in for gas?
Yeah. We have to have another telethon for the gas, because I didn't realize how expensive jet fuel is. Am I being racist now, Elgin?
Well, now you're giving like a southern tone.
A cracker. He's a Louisiana evangelist. Louisiana-based televangelist is asking his followers to donate money for a $54 million jet that can go anywhere in the world one stop.
Couldn't he find couldn't he find it on eBay? Yeah, with all their money, we went, once he gets the cash and the plane, zip, he's gone.
Right. Jesse DuPlantis, 68, a Christian minister based in Destrehan, about 25 miles outside New Orleans, says his ministry has paid cash for 3 private jets.
Wow.
You know, I've owned 3 different jets in my life, and I use them and use them and just burn them for the Lord. DuPlantis says a video posted to his minister's website, DuPlantis is now readily seeking the funds for a Dassault Falcon 7X worth $54 million.
Jesus.
Why do you need that?
Because of God's sake, I should have it, damn it.
Get one pre-owned.
I ain't going to go Jet Max.
Must be
there's
incredible.
No Jet Max.
Right. There must be a depreciation on that fucking thing, right? Buy a pre-owned one.
Hmm.
Jet Facts.
Now, this weekend only. This weekend only.
Show me the Jet Facts.
Show me the Jet Facts, right. Motherfucker. Oop, I didn't mean to say that. My congregation won't like it. Here's a story. Sugar daddy gives Florida woman a bounce check. Take that, you dumb bitch. Not bad, right? Girl wants money. Girl asks for money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then says, hey.
Some guy just got taken for $130,000. Some Boca, 82-year-old. Some 26-year-old. Oh, yeah, she was going to open a business in his garage and needed all this money to move her equipment from, wherever she lived in the Carolinas down to him and all this other shit. And, oh, my God, people are just.
He's still waiting for her.
Yeah.
St. John's, Florida, an 18-year-old woman's bank account was overdrafted by around $1,600 after she received a fraudulent check from her sugar daddy. The woman told authorities she met her sugar daddy, Paul Syke, on a sugar dating app.
That's what he said. Psych!
And had been communicating with him for a while. They formed an agreement that would pay her to keep him company, the report said. We know what that means.
Sure.
Gobble, gobble. The woman often...
Psych!
Was asked to place a different... the woman would often overpay her and was asked to place the difference in iTunes gift cards and send them to him. She said. The woman said the man claimed to be 41 years old and lives in Houston, Texas. She told deputies she received $2,000.55, a check for him, and told her to keep $500 and send the rest back to him in iTunes gift cards.
Of course, because then those are non-traceable, and the money's on the card, and then once the check bounces, it's too late.
Yeah.
Now she's stuck with... people do that shit all the time. Yep. It's a popular scam that they'll call you and tell you, we're gonna send you this check, and you cash it, and then send us back iTunes, and then call or even go to the store, call us with the numbers.
Right. Don't be a dope, and nobody in Nigeria is gonna,
Right.
I had a client that fell for that.
No one died and left you $43.1 million.
Yeah, you don't have a rich uncle in Africa you didn't know about.
Right. It's so fucking crazy.
I had a client that fell for that shit. Somebody in her family of her ex-husband. And I was like, I remember saying it. What are you doing? It's a lot of money you're taking out. I'm like, and I had to say it. I'm like, I hear about this shit all the time. No, it's my ex-husband.
I hate to say this. My mother's cousins, these 85 and 6-year-olds who live in Whisper Walk, just got taken for $500 from their, this woman comes and sits with my cousin on Saturday when he goes and takes his one day.
What's up, Gary?
Because she's got Alzheimer's, so this woman sits with her. And in the meantime, she said, can I borrow $2,000? He said, no, but I'll give you
$500.
And then she just hasn't paid him back. So they asked me what they should do. I said, is she coming every week? I said, yeah. What do you pay her? $75. I said, now you pay her $50 until that you take $25 a week away from her pay. If she quits, she quits. You have nothing to lose. She's not going to pay you anyway.
Yeah.
So, but.
You ever seen the movie Matchstick Men?
Yes.
That's such a great movie. They scam the people into buying some bogus item, say they won a contest, they get them to pay the money, and then they show up as like the fraud officers and get access to their bank accounts and then wipe them out. It's amazing.
Yeah. Here's a story. Here's a guy who's not that bright. Drunk man asks cops for directions, gets arrested in Boynton Beach.
Yep, Florida.
Listen, if you're fucking drunk and you're driving.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where I left my cart.
I had a friend that was so fucking high one time. He's like, I'm going to go tell that cop what I'm going to do. You ain't going nowhere. Right. Boyne Beach police say officers had a good reason for arresting a Boca Raton man after he stopped to ask them for directions. Police say Denny Hernandez Sanchez stopped his car next to officers on the road on May 27th near the 400 block of East Gateway Boulevard.
Mm.
He got out smelling of alcohol and had bloodshot eyes, according to the arrest report. He said he was driving home and got lost. So he decided to ask police officers for directions. Officers reportedly found beer cans in his car, and his blood alcohol was 0.186.
Who drives with beer cans in their car?
0.186.
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
0.08 is the limit.
Yeah.
It's usually good. You don't need to even smell the liquor, but when somebody says, I can't get home, and they're not 5 years old.
Yeah, living by.
Yeah, and they're not walking around the mall.
Yeah.
I lost my mommy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing else that could worse. I can't find my mom.
Mm.
How are we doing here?
It would be funny if he said that.
Yeah.
To the cop.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't know where my mom is.
My mommy left me. I can't find her.
How old is this guy?
What'd I say?
I don't know.
Took it like 46.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's all you have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to our late night edition. Peter Leonard's got a new gig. And
thank you.
Let me know if you guys like this time and if you like what we're doing here. Elgin David.
Yes.
Joining us today, of course.
Always fun, man.
Newly
Thanks
married man.
Congratulations.
You know?
Beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
Great time at the wedding. By the way, guys, it's Wednesday night, tomorrow night. Wise Guys Comedy Show. Special shows. The Wise Guys Comedy Series with our second show with Jim Florentine. Yeah, Jim Florentine's going to be there. And local comics Nadeem Awad and Matt Dirndack will be there as well.
Wow.
Good show.
$50. I think we only have a few seats left, by the way.
Are you going to be hosting?
Yes, I'll be hosting.
Oh, very good.
And then on Saturday, if you're in Island Mirada, Florida, come out to the Island Grill Comedy Attic. Jim Florentine's headlining that night. I'll be opening the show. And Carmen Vallone from Orlando is your headliner.
Nice.
Next week, I'm going to be at Porky's Comedy Club in St. Cloud. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow us on Twitter here at the show at Wake Up Dougie and join our fan page on Facebook.
Please do.
Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And please go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Become a patron. Donate. We're taking donations. You can donate $1 a month. You know, put 50, if you watch the show 3 or 4 times, 5 times, just give us $1 every time you watch it. 50 cents. Right?
50 cent.
50 cent.
50 cent.
Going to the club. Final bottle full of bub. I'm in the club. And that's it. Yeah, that's it. How about you, Elgin?
You guys can just follow me on Instagram at Elgin David.
There you go.
You go to my Facebook, Peter Leonard.
Peter Leonard. There you go. And the dog's dying. By the way, guys, speaking of Jim Florentine, special show tomorrow around 4:30. Jim Florentine will be here in the studios with myself. Right. Maybe even Gary from Florida, his crazy friend, will be here. We'll be talking about how he bangs Waffle House waitresses and shit.
All right.
It's always going to be fun. So don't forget tomorrow at 4:30. If not, you miss it. Go to the podcast. After. Thanks, guys, for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow with Jim Florentine here in the studios. Right here at the K-Spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beaming light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of